The Alaska legislature gavels in tomorrow afternoon for the 29th session. Lawmakers, along with all Alaskans, will get a better sense of Governor Bill Walker's agenda for the next 90 days in two speeches this week, the State of the State and the State of the Budget. Walker took some time today to talk about his priorities. He says he has a few guiding principles as he crafts a budget this year.
Don't panic. Don't overreact. Have a plan. We're going to have a plan that's going to show us going out either 3 or 5 years as far as what the glide slope of the reduction is going to be. And we're looking at, you know, what can be done within administration combinations, efficiencies, collaboration between departments, ways that we can, look internally first. We don't know how long we're going to be in this situation, so we're going to assume we're going to be in it for 2 to 3 years. So our plan will go out that far and perhaps as far as 5 years.
Should other revenue sources, an income tax, a sales tax, or perhaps taxes on fishing and mining, should those be on the table?
You know, I think it's too soon to have that discussion. I think we need to get our house adjusted a bit on the spending side before we look there. Because otherwise, those are going to provide the new revenues are going to say, well, wait a minute, what have you done to sort of get your house in order? So I think we owe it to the general public and to the business public to make those adjustments first.
Governor, development of a pipeline to get North Slope natural gas to market has long been a priority of Alaska lawmakers. It's long been a priority of yours. Earlier this month, you said there would be a paradigm shift in how Alaska manages its oil and gas, and that dealing with the industry will likely be different. How does your method for advancing a natural gas project differ from your predecessor?
I think I believe that Alaska needs to be more at the table, more involved than we have been in the past, and I think that and more engaged with the market. I've been very, very concerned that in the past we've let somebody else address issues associated with the market, and yet we are, in some circumstances, 1/8 owner, in some cases a 25% owner of the resource. We need to be very engaged with the market on this. It's a critical piece of the puzzle is make sure we have the market participation early on.
What issues would you like to see the legislature tackle during this session?
Well, I think we have to tackle the fiscal situation, and that's really sort of the overriding issue by far as far as on the fiscal situation. I'm certainly hopeful on the Medicaid expansion that's something that we can work collaboratively on, but really it's the fiscal side is the most significant issue we'll deal with this session, I believe.
Previously, key members of the legislature have expressed reluctance to move forward with expansion of Medicaid. Do you see this as being an obstacle?
I think it'll be something we have a discussion about. I'm not sure it's an obstacle, but I think we're going to be able to show that actually by accepting Medicaid, it'll be there'll be a reduction in costs as a result of that to the state, a net reduction. So we'll see. We'll have a discussion about that, and I'll look forward to that.
I don't believe you've used the word crisis to describe the state's multi-billion dollar shortfall. At least I don't think I've heard that. Why is that?
I think partly because I've been through some crises in Alaska. When we had an earthquake in '64, that was a crisis. We have a savings account I'm not saying we're going to live off of that, but we have resources. We can manage our way out of this, and so I don't want us to overreact. The situation is serious. We need to address it, but we can manage ourselves out of the situation that we're in. So I may have said the word crisis a time or two. I'm not sure, but as the more I work at it, the more I look at it, the more I realize that it's a matter of working to manage our way out of this rather than necessarily overreact.
That was Alaska Governor Bill Walker.